You know, some are saying that Ted Cruz's New York value statement at the last debate has pretty much sewered his candidacy, although some are saying that it hasn't, that it opened up a whole new potential for him as being someone who speaks his mind. Anyway, most will say, though, that Donald Trump jumped on that comment and that gave him nothing but points as far as the debate goes and will turn around for a victory for him. Well, who knows? Again, the infighting between the candidates and the Republican Party is something that most people sit back and shake their heads at. Hillary, on the other hand, is still losing ground to Bernie Sanders, and the whole thing is just a big mess. Well, one thing for sure is that the Republican candidates, no matter how many stand on the stage, are starting to whittle down to just three: Cruz, Rubio, and Trump. And it looks like Trump might be the one to overcome that whole divide and be the nominee. But what he needs to do is have more positives than negatives. We've talked about that many times before, and right now, he's not popular with the negatives, and he needs that to beat Hillary Clinton. So we'll see. He still calls people idiots if they don't agree with him, and, you know, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. And the substance of his presidency or his policies is, well, sort of out there, but not really. So he's got a lot of work to do yet. But Ted Cruz, in my opinion, is in big trouble, especially after that last comment that he made. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.